Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Friday afternoon. Hello. Hi, guys.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Did you get rained on?
We did. We got poured on out in wet. In the dome, for whatever reason, did not work in
Western Shawnee.
The dome was broken.
Send a memo.
Kind of a mess.
Yeah, we got some rain today.
All right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Wait, it's Friday already? Man, I got to take the first 3 days of the week off more often.
I know. It makes for a very, very like nice Tuesday. Short week, doesn't it?
It does.
Got two more days coming. Went over to Sarah's house. Normally on Friday, we do Pancake Friday at my house.
Uh-huh.
But she has adopted a new dog as of this week. And I went over because she works from home on Mondays and Fridays.
Yep.
And so I went over there. I went over to her place this morning to babysit the dog while she worked.
Whew. How'd that go?
She is a, let's just say she's got a lot of energy.
Is this a puppy that we have brought into the family?
It is a puppy.
And what is she?
She is a mix.
Okay.
We don't really know.
A rescue?
She is a rescue. Sarah's boyfriend works for Casey Pet Project.
Okay.
And it was only a matter of time because they are suckers for animals. They got that from me. That's fine. It was only a matter of time before something was coming home. And so Osaku, which is named after apparently a Star Wars
Osaku
character,
okay,
came home. I call her Ozzy.
That's a much better name.
Ozzy, Ozzy, Ozzy.
Mm-hmm.
Oy, so boy, she's boy. A mutt. Do we know what mixture?
My guess would be like Doberman meets Lab.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
Doberman meets Lab. How does one Doberman ever meet a lab?
Well,
physically, how did that happen?
From behind?
In a dark alley somewhere.
God. Wow.
Listen, I didn't set up the date. All I know is that it occurred.
I have a very good friend of mine who went down south to babysit her new grandbaby. And I got a text a few days ago that just said, oh, you forget how exhausting this is after day three. She said, you know, and the baby is just now, just starting to maybe take a step or two. So what, 11 months, 12 months, something like that. She goes, I forgot how exhausting this was.
Right. So this morning we had Ozzy out back and Sarah's on her laptop. She's working. I'm taking care of the dog. And she's like, Dad, you know, this is a lot.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, new puppies are a lot. It's going to take a few weeks. You got to get her potty trained. You got to get the crazy out of her. Sarah looks at me and she goes, is this what having a baby is like?
No, not even close,
and
bud.
I said, no. I said, because with this dog, when you leave the house, you can just put it in the kennel. With a baby,
you can't
put a baby in a kennel.
Yeah.
You can't?
Well, you can, but it's a crime.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we have...
So she is officially a fur mama to her fur baby?
Okay.
Get out.
A pet parent?
No, get there is no term other than precious. There is no term in the English language I hate more
than fur baby.
Than fur baby.
Mm-hmm.
That is not your baby. It is covered in fur. But if you think for a second that having a dog or a cat is the equivalent of having a child,
I mean, at the second you say that, and I understand what you're saying, and I've said the same thing in much more harshly worded terms, and you will be skewered for it. You will be skewered for it, so I don't even go there anymore.
I may or may not have gotten in trouble last Mother's Day because I didn't get my girlfriend anything for Mother's Day.
Okay, Sam.
Because of her fur baby.
I'm going to – come on.
You're kidding, right?
Come on.
It wasn't like – you know, it wasn't a big in trouble, but there was a bit of upsetness where I was like, you're really mad at me right now? See,
we can't even have this conversation because I'll blow my lid. Well, and Sam? Then people that are dog owners that have never had children that –
Oh, Dan, I'm not messing up again. I got a couple days.
Yeah, you got a couple of days till Mother's Day.
You know Mother's Day is a week from Sunday, right?
Yes. And my children are coming back in town for Mother's Day.
I want you to hold that thought for a second. Let's stay on this.
No, I don't think we should.
So a week from Sunday, after whatever happened last year with Mary Beth, are you going to get her a card?
I will be certainly getting her a card, yes.
Are you going to take her to... brunch?
Probably not, but I'm definitely going for the card and flowers route.
Okay.
Because she's a fur mama?
Scott, I don't write the rules.
Sam, I do.
Let me throw more gasoline on this fire.
I'm not done unpeeling the onion yet.
Y'all are
on,
so
on Father's Day, does she get you a card?
No.
No, because you're not a father.
Because I don't care. Yeah.
Yet.
Do you go to brunch?
No.
You were saying, I'm sorry.
I will throw fuel on the fire and say that the new push present, when you push the baby out, there's got to be a gift involved now, and all of the parties to do the gender reveal. I don't like any of that. All of it bothers me.
Don't forget the baby moon. That's the new trend.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
You have to go on a big trip, like a week-long trip to some exotic place.
This is true, Scott. People are doing this.
What?
It's called the baby moon. Yeah, it's a big thing.
Instead of a honeymoon, it's the baby moon.
Before you lose your freedom, because you know you have a kid, you lose a lot of freedom.
I'm telling you, they're all doing it, and I just roll my eyes, and this is why I've started to back off of social media. Because stuff like, I'm starting to get old, grumpy, get off my lawn. Stuff like that drives me crazy. The push present, are you kidding me?
It drives me crazy too, but fool me once.
What is a push present?
Women now, when they push the baby out, expect a gift from the father.
Yeah, you get a gift. It's called a baby.
In my day, the gift was the baby. You pushed it out. There's your gift.
Wait, the dad has to get mom a gift?
Oh, and it's like diamonds. Yes,
can't
Scott.
Can't be a cigar.
Yes. We have lost control. We have completely lost control. And social media has fueled it.
I gave you my seed, and now I have to give you a present?
Correct.
Huh.
I just stay out of it. I just stay out of it. I don't like the comment. I don't click on the comments. I just keep scrolling. Scott, just keep scrolling.
You can blame influencers for all of this.
Okay. But just so we're clear, let's bring this full circle.
Mm-hmm.
You will be getting a card next Sunday for a woman who does not have children.
On she has Mother's a fur baby.
No.
Got it.
For a woman who does not have children on Mother's Day.
What are you getting your mother, Scott?
I take her to brunch. And I get her a massage.
Okay, that's good.
A professional one. I don't give it to her.
Hopefully not on State Line.
Whoa!
Well, unless...
No, it will not be at Fusion.
Sorry.
Unless she says surprise me.
Well...
No, not like that.
It's been a long time, Scott. Lamondo, we're going to Fusion.
Stop it. Not funny.
I mean, having an animal, a pet, and raising and caring for that pet... can give you, what, 10, 20% of what it might be like?
No. No. Do not try to put a number to it. It's 0.0001.
It's apples and oranges.
I have a cat. I shut the door. We have an automatic feeder. I leave. That's it.
They poop and pee on their own. There are no diapers. There's no wiping. Sam?
Yes?
It drives me crazy. But
it drives me crazy,
May God be with you.
Thank you. Fool me once. I'm not doing it again.
My mother, Scott, as you know, is now not in town. And so we used to be able to just like meet halfway in Lawrence and we'd go do a nice thing. And now I have to have forethought, you know, to do something. And I've got about a week to figure it out. And I'm on it.
So you haven't figured anything out?
Well, I'm still just not quite used to her not being around. Like, she was always just down the street.
Well, maybe now, she's been gone for 2 years.
I know. And speaking of, we've been waiting for Sam to get back from this. My mother has sent a gift for the four of us.
What?
To this station. And I don't know where it went, but believe you me, I'm getting a text every single day. Have you gotten the gift that I sent for your entire crew? And I said, Mama, we are waiting on Sam to get back. Well, then Sam gets back. I go downstairs. I don't see it. So we need to get that figured out because it's something she wanted us to open on the air.
Hmm. Is it food?
Hope not. I think she sent it a week ago. It's lost in the mailroom somewhere.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dan and Parks.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
So the funeral is currently underway for Graham Hoffman. He is the paramedic firefighter who was murdered earlier this week when a woman stabbed him in the heart in the back of an ambulance. That funeral is wrapping up now. There is going to be, it's my understanding, the procession follows the funeral. And so this is going to run from the Northland through downtown Kansas City all the way down to 435 on the south side and then back up 71 Highway. So there are going to be some traffic delays. Be prepared for that. Understand the reason. This is a funeral procession for a man who died in the line of duty.
And, you know, they are going to leave from Liberty, as you mentioned, travel to South Kansas City, where they will pass by his station, Station 42. And I read online today, Scott, that fire departments from all over the city answered the call today to work shifts for Kansas City Fire. Hmm. So that all of his brothers and sisters at the Kansas City Fire Department could attend the service. So you will see ambulances and staff from cities all over the metropolitan area so that the firefighters in Kansas City that, right. that were close to Graham and lost a colleague in the line of duty can attend that service. The procession will, like you mentioned, you're going to see it all over town.
A quick correction on the route. It starts and then it runs the 435 loop on the east side around to 71 and then up 71 north to wherever.
I think is where the funeral home is located.
So it's going around town and then through town.
Yeah.
Not through and then around.
Anyway, it breaks my heart. This entire city is still, I think, just grieving over what happened.
Yeah. Sure, of course.
But when you see that is what that is. And we've seen this, Sam. People will pull over on the highway, on the overpasses, all of those things.
I would imagine that every single overpass is going to be packed.
I see fire trucks already with the American flag draped. And so that is what is going on in our town this afternoon.
A story here from ABC News. Defense attorneys for alleged CEO killer Luigi Mangione said this week in a new court filing that the murder indictment that a state grand jury returned against him should be dismissed because it amounts to double jeopardy. The indictment should be dismissed, quote, because concurrent state and federal prosecutions violate the double jeopardy clause, the 14th Amendment's due process clause, and Mr. Mangione's constitutional rights against self-incrimination to meaningfully defend himself to a fair and impartial jury and to the effective assistance of counsel. Dare I say, and I am not a Luigi Mangione groupie or follower, whatever, I actually think they're right. If you are charged on the state level with a crime, and then as a backup, in case they don't get a conviction, on the federal level with the same crime,
you're saying
how is that not double jeopardy?
You're saying they have to pick one?
That's what I'm saying.
Have we not seen in cases prior they will try something on the state level and then reserve the federal charges if need be, or vice versa?
They did that with Johnny Robinson back in the early 2000s. They had a backup federal indictment against him just in case he skated on the state charges.
Their complaint being that both charges stand at the same time, but if you're not trying them both at the same time, how is that double jeopardy? If one sticks, you drop the other.
Yeah, but if one doesn't stick, you bring the other.
Yeah.
That's double jeopardy to me.
Did you also say, Scott, that someone is working on a musical about this?
They're not working on it. It's sold out.
You've got to be kidding me.
A musical inspired by alleged murderer Luigi Mangione is set to premiere next month. Tickets for the show are completely sold out. It's called Luigi the Musical.
No.
Yes.
If you had told me that was an Onion headline, I would have believed it.
It debuts on June 13th in San Francisco. The musical is described as a comedy.
Wow.
The show is, quote, not a celebration of violence of any kind, nor is it an effort to pass judgment on an ongoing legal matter. Rather, the musical uses satire to ask deep cultural questions, including why the case struck a nerve with the American people and why Luigi became an internet folk hero.
They are already working on additional locations for the musical, additional dates.
I wouldn't go. I would feel so exposed and guilty. And, you know, a man was murdered in cold blood on one of the busiest streets in America over this case, okay? Mm-hmm. If you go and celebrate some comedy musical based on the life of the man who has not even gone to trial yet, are you not somehow offering support for what has happened? Now, look, our system is screwed up. It needs to be changed. But the vigilante justice involved in this case, I think, would make me very uncomfortable to support that.
So it starts on June 13th in San Francisco, like I mentioned. It will run for 5 dates. They are looking to add more dates around the country.
Wow.
Going on tour.
It is a comedy. Quoting here, we want people to laugh, but also to explore with humor and heart how it feels to live through a time when the systems we're supposed to trust have stopped feeling trustworthy. And then the last line in this story, more dates of the play are set to be announced soon.
Wow.
I would be mildly interested to see how they get it done.
Get what done?
The whole premise that they're laying out here.
That is a tight rope.
It's going to be a very, very short play if they're just going off of the evidence that we have, right?
Listen to this story. I want to update this out of Olathe. And it's too soon to make this a topic, but we all had an eyebrow raised yesterday. A 75-year-old woman was killed in Olathe. She was identified today as Karen M. Peterson, 75 years old. We have not heard hide nor hair on what is going on in this darling little yellow. It looks like everybody's grandma's house, okay? They said it was a homicide. Neighbors say they had not seen her in a couple days. All the Olathe Police Department will say is they have identified her as Karen Peterson, and a suspect has been taken into custody. That's it. And we said yesterday, you know, 75-year-old women named Karen living a quiet life in the suburbs are not usually, you know, sadly in awful headlines like this. I said to Scott off the air, who in the hell kills a 75-year-old woman? And there's already a suspect in custody, which says to you what?
Knew her, relative maybe. At the very least, a
husband is deceased.
Okay, so family member or somebody who worked in the home, if they've already got somebody in custody.
It's awful. We will keep our eye on that for you. But my goodness, when was the last time, you know, it's just not common.
It's not
you
common.
Always say the first three letters in news is new, and it is really uncommon to have a homicide involving someone that age.
Story here from the New York Post. CBS News is pushing back after Bill Belichick slammed the network in a statement for creating a false narrative around his disastrous CBS Sunday morning interview that aired over the weekend. Belichick asserted in a statement that he had clearly communicated to his publicist, Simon & Schuster, that any interview he did for the promotion of his book, The Art of Winning, would only focus on his book.
Okay.
Right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one.
Okay. You know what I've been wondering? Why doesn't CBS release all the footage? If she kept continually interrupting him.
Five times. She chimed in from off camera five times. They only included the one.
Okay.
And by the way, Bill said she's just doing her job.
What's her job? Well, protecting him or trying to make a career for herself. First of all, you wrote a book and you didn't mention Robert Kraft at all. And you never mention your girlfriend?
The other thing is, he is savvy enough to know that when you go on a book tour and you offer yourself up to talk about your book, to sell copies of your book, you're not going to be able to set the terms of an interview with somebody like CBS News.
That's right.
This isn't TMZ. You're not going to be able to say, well, I'm only going to talk about this.
You know why? You know why I know he's lying? CBS News, if confront, and you know this as a journalist, CBS News, if confronted by Belichick's handlers or his 24-year-old girlfriend, if any of them had said to CBS News, you can only ask questions about the book.
Pass.
They would have declined the interview.
Of course they would have.
They would have said, no, you do not get to set the parameters on what we get to ask. That's why I know Belichick is lying.
It's very bizarre. She is a lightning rod. Here we are talking about it again.
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
Story here from CBS News. I'm a little bit confused, I must confess. A 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck off the southern coast of Chile and Argentina on Friday.
Hmm?
There were no immediate reports of any damage or casualties. Now, they do touch the two countries at the very bottom of the South American continent, but otherwise Chile and Argentina are on opposite sides of the continent.
Meaning it happened in the
very southern part ocean. Of South America?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would that be the Southern Ocean?
You lost me at Chile and ocean.
Antarctic Ocean? No, the Southern Ocean.
It's that. I don't believe that's an official ocean, Sam.
It is the Southern Ocean, otherwise known as the Antarctic Ocean.
I believe it's the convergence of the Pacific and the Atlantic Oceans.
When did it happen? Is there a tsunami?
Today,
and what is the fallout?
There is a tsunami warning.
Yep.
That is correct.
Yep.
Issued for the coastal areas within 185 miles of the epicenter. Waves measuring 3 to 9 feet were expected. 3 to 9 feet?
Well.
Oh, my gosh. A 3-foot wave.
No.
Let me get out of the way.
That is honestly surprising that they are calling that a tsunami warning, because that is a historically choppy area. Part of the reason that the Panama Canal was built was because ships would sink there all the time.
And to shorten the time that it took to go all the way down to the south of South America. Oh, my word. They're expecting 1 meter high waves in Antarctica. Let's head for safety.
What's
there are 3-foot waves coming. What will we do?
Those penguins are in danger,
man. Oh, my God.
Going to hit the ice.
Did you hear two Pettis County sheriff's deputies were shot this morning while serving a warrant? Suspect is in custody. They are expected to be okay. One has already been released from the hospital. I believe the other is still hospitalized. It turns out they were members of the SWAT team, Scott, and they were shot this morning while serving a narcotics warrant. Missouri State Highway Patrol Sergeant Tobin Hallman says members of the sheriff's SWAT team were trying to serve a narcotics warrant to a residence in the 27,000 block of Missouri BB Highway. The post stated that while doing so, a person started firing at the deputies. The two were hit. A deputy returned fire. They did not hit the suspect, but were able to take him into custody. One deputy was taken to a hospital in Columbia. The other deputy has been released. The Highway Patrol Division of Drug and Crime Control will investigate that shooting.
Is there a safer way to do, we've talked about this before with process servers. There has to be a safer way to do this where you're not knocking on the door, or if you are, it's kind of a DoorDash where you put the warrant down on the front of the porch, ring the doorbell, and run.
And then what, stand back and take a picture of them picking up the warrant? Because the whole point of the handing off in person is the confirmation that they have been served. Because if you just drop it in the mailbox and leave, they can say with full honesty, potentially,
I didn't get it.
I never got it.
And I'll tell you this. You know what it says when sheriff's deputies are serving the warrant. This was out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, BB Highway
this
tells
is a
me that.
Now, there's gravel going into the property. The actual road is paved. But it just looks like miles and miles of woods right there. And it was 6 a.m. And there's a reason they do that at 6 a.m. The hope being the person that you are dropping that warrant on is asleep.
And answers the door tired and unable to fire a weapon?
Disheveled, perhaps? I don't know.
But I go back to my question. Is there not a safer way that we can do this? Now, granted,
I agree.
I bet 99.9% of all warrants that are served at somebody's front door, okay, great, you found me. Yes, I'm guilty. I'll be in court next week. Fine. But what about the one, was it in Independence a couple of years ago?
Yes.
Where the process server was killed.
And an officer.
That's right. That's right.
There have actually been multiple of those incidents lately in the Kansas City metro. We had another one, I think also in Independence, if you remember correctly, where he shot at them as they were driving away.
Look at this on Google Maps. It is just in the middle of vast farmland.
It's very rural.
Let me ask you this. For all of the things we are using drones to do, why is that not an appropriate, much more safe use of a drone?
Because to Sam's point, you have to get actual evidence that they received the warrant.
Okay, but the drone has a camera on it.
That is also some very futuristic sci-fi stuff.
No, because Sam, if we can drone Amazon crap to my door because I'm too lazy to go to the grocery store, why can't we drone drop a warrant?
But what do you do with people who live in apartments?
That would be tricky. You'd have to maneuver around some corners.
They just knock on the balcony.
Through an elevator.
Press 5, please.
Floor 3, please.
But you hear a knock at the door. You answer the door. There's a drone flying there, and it's just a printer hanging off the drone that says you've been served with the papers printing out.
How many people do you think would put a bullet through those things?
Well,
every single one of them.
Well, yeah. I'd rather have a bullet shot at a drone than two sheriff's deputies.
I agree with you. Why can't we just leave the warrant on the front porch? And, I mean, what do you do if they're not home? Do you go and reserve them later?
Yes.
Yes.
Why not get them when they're out in public? Why do you have to serve somebody at home?
I agree. Now,
they're less likely to shoot you in public, one would presume.
What percentage of these folks on an outstanding drug warrant, they're not all going to work on Wall Street. That's all I'm saying.
They're not going out to Applebee's every Tuesday night.
Well, but no, they got to go out. Most people leave their home at least once a day.
Then you have to surveil them.
Okay.
I tend to agree it would be a lot safer. You know,
you just walk past them on the sidewalk, say you've been served, and walk away.
The grocery store or the gas pump.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bob, here's your burger, by the way. If you flip that over,
that's what
you've
we
been
should
served.
Do. We should make warrant servers like covert drive-through employees. And then when anyone comes through with a warrant, you would just say, would you like salt or ketchup with that? Oh, by the way, you've been served.
And Dana, let me ask you
Is
something.
Is that a large Diet Coke? I'm sorry.
Can I ask a question?
I'm just trying to think outside the box. Go ahead, Scott.
How would we know which drive-through of the multitude of drive-throughs they would happen to be going through
on any given day? Everyone goes to McDonald's and Taco Bell at least once a month. You would just...
I don't.
You know, on Highway BB, you could narrow it down. What is the nearest gas station? He comes in to buy a lottery ticket.
We're just going
to
plop an officer in the drive-thru waiting.
What do you do for a living? I'm a process server, a.k.a. CIA agent.
I'm a process server fry deliverer.
I'm a process server.
And so how are we going to know when he's coming through? We're going to have a lookout.
Yes.
Who's going to be by the window.
Yes.
We got a live one. We got a live one.
He's just ordered the number four with a large fry.
All right. It's order number four. It is order
people.
Number four
Positions.
On the turnstile.
Blue minivan. Blue minivan coming up.
Okay, lady, get out of my way.
What? You know, every once in a while they give you the order from the car behind you. They're like, I'm sorry, what's your name again? Not that guy. That would be a problem if they served the wrong person.
Oh, you're Denise? Yeah, we're looking for Mike. Keep
you
going,
wanted
Denise.
The chicken and not the burger, and you're Denise?
Then you got to start all over.
Oh, man.
It's another
we had
month.
Him. We had him.
Till he goes to Taco Bell again. Damn it. Damn it. 913-586-7798. Why not just serve them in public? Surveil them. They get up. Let's not put a CIA agent in every drive-thru in town.
Right.
Let's just follow them to the restaurant they go to and serve them at the restaurant.
That's fair.
Walk in, put it on the table where they're eating their Big Mac, say you've been served, and just turn around and walk out.
Okay, let me ask you this. Have you ever witnessed anyone being served?
I've been served.
I just think it would be incredibly awkward.
I was served in the parking lot here at work.
Was the person...
My ex-wife? Yes.
No. Was the person, like, aggressive?
No, it was her lawyer.
And did he actually say, like in the movies,
well,
you've been served?
Well, we're not sexist. It was a she.
Okay. Did she say, you've been served?
Women are allowed to practice law in these United States. She said, Scott, I knew her.
Okay.
And she said, Scott, you know I represent Shonda. And I said, yeah. And she handed me a manila envelope and she said, I hate to do this, but I have to tell you this. You've been served.
You actually have to say the words, you've been served.
She told me that. She goes, you've been served.
See, that's why the McDonald's is such a great idea, because you've served them twice.
Oh.
It's two birds, one stone.
Dave in Liberty. Jesus, God.
Hi, gang. Hey, when I lived just outside of Washington, D.C. in the late 70s, early 80s, the then Washington Redskins, where they announced it on the news that they were going to be doing a season ticket giveaway. If you know how crazy it was to get season tickets for the Redskins, it was impossible. There were people on 10-year waiting lists. So they announced it on the news they would be doing that, and they would be sending out letters to those eligible to receive free season tickets. And when these individuals, who had warrants for their arrest, showed up at the Caps, I believe is where they were holding this, they were ushered in and then to a room, and they were either arrested at that point or they were served their warrant. And I don't know how many hundreds of people they nailed with that.
I think I've heard about that, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not a difficult process. I mean, people are willing to get free stuff and a warrant at the same time.
All right, Dave. Debbie in Kansas City. Debbie, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Good afternoon to you. Hey, I think there's a big difference between serving someone papers, like you can be served to appear in court or whatever, than a warrant. A warrant, they want something. They either want you and they're going to arrest you, or they have a warrant for a search and seizure of property. Wait, I heard this morning, we have property out there, so I know right where this is.
Yeah.
I heard this morning that it was a search warrant.
It could be, but I think they're both dangerous, and here's why, Debbie. If you think about that case in was it Independence?
Mm-hmm.
They were serving notice that
was
he was
notice.
To vacate because he was so behind paying for his house.
Right.
A lot of these warrant services, no matter what the case, the person receiving that warrant knows it's coming.
Oh, sure.
And in some cases, not all, is not probably a law-abiding citizen. They know it's coming. They're not a law-abiding citizen, which automatically makes it more dangerous. You know, they weren't knocking on this guy's door today because they wanted to take him to tea. It was a drug warrant.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday. The airing of the grievances coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today. at Q39KC.com. The plot thickens. John Elway, by the way, has retained an attorney in light of the death of his good friend and former agent, Jeff Spurback. They were both on a golf cart the other day.
So apparently, back up first, because apparently they went to a party, arrived roughly at 4 p.m. They were there, you know, into the 5 o'clock hour, and it was 6:50 p.m. on the way home in this golf cart that his agent fell off the back of the golf cart not far from the party. They rushed him to the hospital. 911 was called, and he died. The sheriff's department apparently didn't learn about the death until 2 days later. I don't know how that happens.
Say that again?
The sheriff's department did not learn about the death until 2 days later.
Oh, he went Teddy Kennedy.
According to the Daily Mail. Now, they called 911 immediately. The other guy, the MTV star that was on the golf cart, on the back of the golf cart with him, immediately tried life-saving measures. It was a frantic, gruesome scene because, if you can picture the back of a golf cart where the golf bags go, it's my understanding they were standing on the back. And then when John Elway hit the gas to go, the man who died fell straight backward and landed on his head on the pavement.
So TMZ has photographs of Elway drinking something out of a styrofoam cup. This was apparently, and we don't know what was in the cup. It could have been a soda. It could have been a beer. It could have been a mixed drink. We have no idea. This was apparently a pregame party for a music festival that was occurring later on in the evening. The Stagecoach Music Festival that was 2 miles away, easily accessible by a golf cart.
Now, he has retained an attorney, as anyone probably would. His agent was his longtime friend and business partner. The agent is a Denver-based attorney that has represented several high-profile people, including a number of Denver Broncos, by the way. I don't know that there was anything wrong here. What happens when you are not using the golf cart the way the golf cart says you're supposed to? Because every cart has that thing on there that says you're supposed to keep your hands and your feet inside at all times.
And it does say specifically in that back portion where you put the bags, not a step.
Not stand. You know, it says all those things. Yeah. People still do
it. Well, but that's the manufacturer trying to save themselves from a lawsuit, not putting you up for one. I mean, if he was drunk, then you've got a case.
Operating a motorized vehicle under the influence.
Okay, let me ask you this. They're there for an hour and a half. He has one drink. Is that why this man fell off the back of the golf cart? No. The man fell off the back of the golf cart, sadly and tragically, because those things are notoriously unsafe when you're standing on the back of them for this very reason.
It doesn't matter. If you were drunk, you are at fault.
What if he had a drink?
Well, then he's probably not drunk.
It's interesting to me that deputies in California say they did not hear about the deadly golf cart incident where this happened until 48 hours later.
And what does that tell you?
I would think when paramedics are rushing to the scene and there's been an accident and then a death, is it up to me to call police? I called 911 for help.
Right.
I'm not saying he should have or shouldn't have, but he is the one that called 911 for help.
But
so
I'm curious, was the sheriff intentionally kept in the dark for plausible deniability?
I don't think you could say that. I called 911 and said, get here, there's been a horrible accident.
Right. The sheriff is not the first one to the scene. The sheriff is probably at home.
If you're
on a
saying
weekend.
I should have picked up the phone as the person that was driving and called the sheriff, I don't think that's my place.
Dana, you're not hearing what I'm saying.
Okay, then phrase it another way.
Was the sheriff intentionally left in the dark?
By whom?
By his department.
No.
Why not? We have a death that involves one of the most famous football players of all time. We're going to tell you in 2 days what happened over the weekend.
Here's what happened. He fell from the cart April 25th. This might help explain things. He fell from the cart April 25th. He died from his injuries April 30th.
Okay, so, he probably lived for five years.
Let's say they were gathering the family. This is a devastating injury. We are not detecting any activity. You know, Scott, that that takes a couple of days. You're not in that moment going to be like, man, we should really call the sheriff and have them launch an investigation. I don't know whose job it would be to call.
No, but the sheriff is going to want to know because it was one of the most famous football players of all time that was involved in a very serious accident that may lead to a death in a couple of days, which it did.
I mean, as long as there were no very obvious signs of impairment, they would have had no reason to investigate in the moment, right? Say he had a couple of drinks, but he might have blown over.
Because accidents happen.
If he wasn't slurring his words or falling over, again, we have no idea whether or not he had been consuming alcohol, but based off the TMZ photos and they were at some party or whatever, that seems to be what they're alluding to.
Mm-hmm.
There would have been no reason to contact the sheriff to start an investigation because it was simply an accident.
As an investigator, you've got a guy here who's leaving a party, heading to a concert. Wouldn't you at least check just to make sure?
Hey, John, do you mind
taking a breathalyzer? We just want to clear you of anything.
I think sometimes accidents just happen.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.